Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
All right. Well, good morning, everybody. Johnny's not here again. Still on vacation.
Seems like he's been
gone. Does it seem like he's been gone a long time, Todd? And he's only been gone a day? Or maybe not.
Yesterday was a little rough.
Well, we had Frank Hermans in here.
Hermans.
That was part of the rough day. I couldn't get his name right.
I know him as Uncle Beav.
From what?
I don't know.
Uncle Beav?
Yeah.
He hasn't said that.
Yeah. My nephew is his great nephew. So I know the family very well, and he's Uncle Beav.
We'll have to ask him next time he's on about that one.
Going to write that down?
Yeah,
put that in your calendar?
Okay. Yes. We'll follow up with Frank on that. But we have, John's off today on his little vacation, and we have Shannon Cohen in. And Shannon and I know each other. You've been a guest on the show a couple of times.
I have.
More than that. And when I said John was on vacation, you said, well, maybe I'll help you out. And I'm like, that'd be awesome. You got good energy. You do a lot in the community. Why'd you want to do this?
I like to embarrass myself.
There you go. All right. This is the place. This is the place.
I mean, I guess it started back in high school. I wanted to be a radio DJ.
Really?
You poor thing.
I know.
You poor thing.
Low expectations.
That changed very quickly. No, I don't know if people remember, but Wild 99.7.
Oh, yeah.
Todd,
I worked in the building at that time.
So that's who I went and did my interview or so with.
Yeah.
To talk about, it was for a school project of what you wanted to be.
Were they in that little small studio?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, Jim, John talks about the closet studio he had.
Yeah.
Right? This one was even smaller because it literally was at one time a closet.
Wow. Yeah, there wasn't much room.
Is this place unbelievable that Civic bought here?
It's beautiful.
It's unbelievable. I mean, green room, bathroom, showers, big. Yeah, but this is the first and only studio I've ever worked at. So this is my expectation. But when you radio people come in, it's like, oh my God, you know, and then they always, when I did this, when I did that, and it's really not that long ago, but there were some, they didn't invest a lot in the infrastructure.
They still don't. A lot of places, seriously, a lot of places do not. No.
Wow.
Yeah, this is fancy.
As a youth, were you in high school? Was it a high school project or college?
High school.
And how'd it go? Like, you're here.
I'm here now. So my high school self is kind of freaking out a little bit, and I'm pretty excited.
Okay.
You don't seem nervous at all. Seriously.
No, she was in here chilling. And
she got here before you, which is, I mean, that's typical.
But
when we have guest hosts.
Right. However, I get here before John. Let's not forget that.
You do.
Like every day. So
you do.
Anyway. No, I'm glad you're here. This will be fun today.
Thank you for having me. We have a great lineup.
I'll tell you what, Bethany Perrins is a friend of yours. And
correct.
She's coming in and she runs North Star Equestrian.
Correct.
And what is that? Is that horse?
Horse. Yeah, it's a horse stable.
I know it's a horse stable, but is it horse racing? Is it horse training?
So I think they do a lot of training and they have a summer classic coming up. I think they do a lot more with jumping.
Oh, cool.
Her daughter is also on, you know, big into this and is one of the competition.
Did you know I had a Shetland pony when I was a kid?
That's amazing.
I did.
How many times, Shannon, has he told you that, though? I mean, you've got to know. You didn't just learn today, right?
No, I've heard it on,
of course,
on here.
That's why I'm kind of glad John's not here today, because he would be picking on, his name was Star, and he would be picking on my
that's beautiful.
Well, he had a perfect star on his forehead.
Oh, well, there you go.
Yeah, that's why we named him Star.
My husband grew up with horses.
Yes.
His name was Dusty.
The horse was your husband's name?
Yeah, which one?
Well.
But that'd be interesting to talk to her, because who doesn't like horses, right? I mean, they're just cool looking animals.
They're very intimidating, though.
Not, you know, it's because they're big. They're really not.
Right.
And I wanted to get into riding when I had, Anna was, I don't know, 4 or 5, and I took her to a riding stable. I said, look, and she was just too afraid of the horse. It was so big.
Well, yeah.
So we just never got into it. And my other kids, then I moved on to other stuff. So anyway, you're here today. So we have, that'd be great to talk about that at North Star Equestrian. And then Bell and Sports, of course, comes on Friday. And we're going to talk to them a little bit more about, you know, the official start of summer is like Sunday, right? Monday. Don't they say Memorial Day is like the official? And correct. People are going to be getting out more. And I even want to talk to him a little bit about, like, Todd this weekend is going to be doing gardening and stuff. And a lot of people do that. And,
yeah,
you know, I think you could even, not that you would get injured, but I think there's some things we could do.
Well,
to,
as you get older,
right?
Stooping down and all that. Plus, exactly. I know that he's going to dig in a little bit more on the Bell and Run while he's here and yes. all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, so. Which is coming up.
And I'm curious because there's a lot of kids sport. Like, my kids are starting sports now. Yeah. Just to kind of see, you know, his thoughts on
summer sports.
Yeah.
That'd be great. And I don't know, is Mark coming in or is Randy?
It's Randy today.
Oh, good. Randy Stratton. I like both of those guys. But Randy Van Stratton, who actually runs the Bell and not like runs the Bell and he organizes the Bell and I'm sure he runs it too. And then we're going to talk to you about farmers markets. We had someone in yesterday, I think, talking about the Green Bay farmers market.
Lemmy was here. Lemmy.
Okay. And that's, yes. And that starts tomorrow. Tomorrow, Saturday, is the first Green Bay farmers market and runs through,
you
want to
know
October.
A fun fact? I actually won the contest for that Saturday's farmer's market, the merchandise logo.
Oh, that's really?
Really?
That was me.
Well, that's cool. Like, yeah. Do they still use it or is it?
It's going to be used for this year.
Oh, you won this year's contest.
It's pretty exciting.
Well, it's too bad we're on radio, but we'll have to. All right. We'll look at it and describe it. All right. We'll find that.
Put it up on our social media.
There you go.
Yeah.
Do that. And then, so we're going to talk about the Oshkosh Farmers Market too. And I'm sure Appleton has something because, you know, we're into all three of these markets and everything in between. But so Michelle Schmidt is coming on for that. Michelle Schmidt Schultz. And then
you did very well with that.
I did.
That's great.
I did. I get criticized for, but I'm good with first names. And then of course, 8 o'clock hour, this is a lot of fun. And I'm sure you've heard this cause you listen to us, which is great. Christine, Barlament and Dennis Peters, boy, did he clean up at the Whammy Awards. We're going to talk a little bit about that.
Phenomenal.
And then we have live music coming on at 8:30. So it's gonna be a fun day.
And our live music, by the way, is somebody that is in the glam band.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Jason is coming in today.
What does he play? Is Jason, he's not the drummer, is he?
I think he's J.J. DeVille on stage or something like that. I gotta look
so
that
guitar,
up.
So guitar then?
Yeah.
All right, that'd be cool. So anyway, the weather's great. We in Green Bay here, it's 56 degrees, and Appleton's 59, and Oshkosh is 54. I do want to say, though, and we have Brittany Merlot come on every Monday, and she is the meteorologist for Civic Media for all 21 stations, and she knows the weather, but she did kind of say to us, we can almost guarantee 4 days, but past that, when you get out to the 10, 14-day forecast,
yeah,
she goes, that's a little iffy. It's, you know, it's close, but it's 4 days you can kind of go to the bank on, which I don't know about that. But it looks like tomorrow might be the best day.
That's kind of, yeah,
what
it
looks
like.
There might be rain? I hope there's not because of DePere Fest and some other cool stuff that's going on.
Sunday night rain.
Okay,
and then so Monday.
Monday what?
Monday rain.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
I don't want that. Anyway, so it's Memorial Day weekend this weekend. And like I said, it's kind of the unofficial start of summer. So what do the Coens do for Memorial Day weekend?
The Coens are going up to Pelican Lake. My dad and stepmom they live up there right on the lake. So we go up and just relax.
That's cool.
It is.
They live there, though. That's not a cottage. That's the,
correct.
You're going to go and just... So they do all the maintenance, they do all the work, they do all the cleaning. You just come in and spend the weekend and leave. That's
right.
Nice. I love friends like that.
Well, like last weekend, a couple weeks ago, we had to put the dock in. I mean, we have a couple expectations.
Oh, you do? Oh, okay. That's a little work.
Yeah. I mean, because they're my parents, so they're...
Is it motorized on there? Can you ski? Can you...
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they have a pontoon and we bring up our jet skis.
Fun.
We do everything out there. Fishing.
On Elkhart Lake, there's no motorized vehicles on Sundays, which is kind of nice because it's super, super quiet when you're out there. But it's also a good day to learn. Do you do that boards you stand on?
No.
Those are tricky.
I would.
You have to have a sense of balance
fall
for that.
Miserably.
And with any wake would tip me over. So that's a good time to learn that. And it's fun. It's more fun to kayak, too, although you can kayak when there's wakes. Anyway,
right.
I hope people have a great weekend. I will say on my show on Sunday at 1 o'clock, that Lean Local with Jim Schmidt, Memorial Day can be a little bit somber, right? But it's
right.
A day to celebrate's not the right word. It's a day to honor those who've lost their lives fighting for this country. And there's so much stuff going on, right? I mean, you pick up the paper, but you know, at Heritage Hill State Park, they have things going on. Of course, the DePere has their parade every year. And here in Green Bay, the Admiral Flatley Park has a great service there. At 3:45, there's the Botanical Gardens that has something, Fort Howard Memorial Day Remembrance, which is at 11 a.m. Johnny and I have spoken at that many, many times. Nicollet Memorial Park, they have something at 11 a.m. as well. And there's just a lot of things to do. And I think if people, you, your husband, wife, family, mom, if you go to one of those and then you do the barbecuing and skiing and whatever you do, open the cottage, it's just a better, it's a more fun day because you've kind of honored the military people who've given their lives, and then you can celebrate the day. And I really encourage
our
people.
Freedom.
There's right. There's so many things to do that morning, and we're going to be doing that as well. Now, we're going to be in Nashville, but we're going to do something that honors Memorial Day, some gravesite ceremony, or I'm sure there's a ton of stuff going on down there. And then the rest of the day is more fun. So I just hope people do that. And you can just go online, Oshkosh, Appleton. Everybody's got cool stuff.
Well, Christy's
going
to fill us in, right?
On what's going on in Green. Yeah, she will. I guess she'll fill it in on all three. You're right. Right. She can do that. Okay. So what else is going on today? It's Tiara Day.
It is.
Now, is that kind of a narrow day? How many people wear tiaras? Like,
eight? Mean, can we?
You're going to find out.
Oh, jeez.
Come on.
Oh, we're both wearing tiaras?
Yeah.
Did you bring one for Todd?
Oh my God. My daughter only had two. So all here right. we are.
Oh, man, this is tight.
Well, she's nine.
Okay, all right.
So here we are.
We have our tiaras on. All right, this is fun. So far, so good, Shannon. Thanks for coming on.
We're feeling fancy.
With this vice around my head. Okay.
There was a bet this morning on whether or not you'd actually wear it.
Uh-huh.
And I think I won this.
I think you did. I didn't think you were going to.
Oh, no, Shannon, I do, you know, this.
Whatever it takes for the show.
Right, yeah. Right. I'm a company guy.
You like me, so you probably would.
Which is true, too. And
I think he likes tiaras. I'm just saying.
Who doesn't?
I don't know. I don't want to wear something else, too.
I got to get a picture of this.
Pass.
I'm coming in the break, and I'm getting a picture of this.
Other stuff that's going on today. Again, you know, today we have Friday, May 24th. It's Tiara Day. So we are honoring all those who have had to wear tiaras. I don't know if the people, and you know, we had Miss Green Bay on here and Miss, I think we had Miss Wisconsin, but they have to wear these tiaras in public.
They do, yeah.
They have to. It's part of like the
But I think they personally really like it, too.
Do you?
How do you not?
Yeah. All right. Hey, there's other stuff going on today. It's Brother's Day, too. Call your brother. Everybody,
yes.
Call your brother today.
I have one.
Tell him Happy Brother's Day. So, all right, let's do that. All right, we're going to be right back. We are here with our special guest host, because Johnny's on vacation, with Shannon Cohen. We have a great lineup today. We're going to be right back, and we're going to talk a little bit more about all the special things going on today, and especially this Memorial Day weekend. Stick around. Mino and the Mayor. Actually, it's the Mayor and Shannon. How's that?
I like it.
Okay, cool. We'll be right back. All right, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor on Friday, May 24th, and a very, we've got a great lineup today. I'm excited about it. It's going to be great to hear this Bethany Perrins coming in. I love horses. Equestrian is going to be cool. And of course, we talked about Bell and Sports coming in.
She's Farmers actually Market. My neighbor, so you can find out if I'm a good neighbor.
All right, we can check all that. And Johnny's on vacation, and we are here with Shannon Cohen, who we work together. She actually... You tried out for radio when you were in high school?
That was my plan. That's what I wanted to go to college for.
And finally.
Broadcasting.
You're getting your break.
I am.
Finally. Todd, what did we go to? It was like a broadcasting for high school kids.
So it's Wisconsin packed. Broadcasters Association, and they bring in once or twice a year, they do these seminars and informational sessions with students. And it could be high school, and it can be... it can be college kids.
Right.
But yeah.
We had a civic media booth, and they came around, and we told them what we do and what we don't do. And
they still want to do it?
Yeah. They just, I don't know. But many of them, and I told John this too, many of the kids that came up said, look, I'd like to get into sports.
Oh, and sports broadcasting?
Yeah.
I don't think I could do that. That's a lot of fast talking.
Well, but there's some real money in sports broadcasting.
It's true.
And I don't know about... I'll tell you, there's none in morning radio shows. I'm just kidding. we do it because of the love of the community.
That's right.
But I do. We're having some fun with this. And so, you know, that was a great thing. But so many of the kids, I was surprised how many people were there. I just didn't think, you know, 17, 18, 19-year-old kids wanted to get into broadcasting. But boy, do they. And
I think now it's not just broadcasting, but it's media in general.
That's
so
true.
Yeah, it's all encompassing now.
But I was saying, Todd, I was surprised how many of them that were serious about getting into broadcasting kind of picked the lane of sports. You know, a lot of them. And that's, I think there's good money in sports, and it's also, I think it's very, very popular. So
I think they want the fame.
No. Now, there's a little bit of that. You could tell by the students as they were walking through which ones wanted to get into media.
Yeah.
Like social media and stuff like that. You can tell the ones that wanted to be on TV.
Oh, my gosh.
Because they looked like they were ready to walk on a news set.
Hello. I know. The hairspray. I mean, just like, okay.
Oh, yeah, no.
Yes.
I have a face for radio.
Yeah, that's most of us do. So, the other thing going on today, it is road trip day.
Yeah, I'm road tripping to Pelican Lake.
Is a road trip overnight?
No.
It's just a one day.
I would think
it can,
so.
It can be. I think a road trip can be as long as you want it to be. It's just that you are getting on the road and going.
Road trip, though, is driving.
Yeah. Yeah. Windows down, radio, just jamming.
Don't do a lot of road trips.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
Well, hey, not when you can fly.
No, all the stress with flying?
No, thank you.
I'd rather drive.
Let me just explain.
We can't afford the bypass, the security.
It's not that much. Everybody thinks, first of all, anybody get TSA number. So, boom, you're in the short line with TSA. And then it's not that much more to upgrade to, there's a lot of different levels you can buy, but we always buy pick your own seat. So we can sit next to each other up front.
Right.
And then we always buy.
Up front, do you mean first class?
No, that's expensive. Okay. That's not worth it. Unless you're going international.
That's, right.
Then it's kind of worth that. It. But no, first class isn't worth it. But what do they call that? The preferred seating something? I don't know. That's kind of worth it. I mean, that can only be like, sometimes $18 or $28.
Is it like the fast pass at Disney? It kind of just gets you up there a little quicker and you don't got to.
You board earlier. You board in group one after all the other stuff. There's a lot of stuff that goes on before you, though, right? I mean, there's different levels. And then, of course, with the military, which deserves to go on. And then people with children. And but anyway, then but you'll find place for your overhead luggage. And then some airlines are going to start charging now for overhead. And we would buy that because we take our overhead, you know, we just take a suitcase or a duffel bag.
So anyway, I'm still going to drive.
Now boarding former mayors.
We never got that. I will say, though, that there's been a couple times where, I don't know, people thought I was a bigger deal than I was. So, yeah.
Who are you?
I don't talk about that. So anyway, so it's road trip day. So that's driving.
Yeah.
Okay. I do like driving. But
we drive to St. Louis every year to go see my in-law.
Okay. That's 10 hours.
Yeah, it's not bad.
No, that's not bad at all.
Two kids, two dogs. We ran it.
Well, sometimes this is what I'm doing today. I don't want to, far be it to talk about me. Today I'm going to find out, I got to be able to take my dog. And I looked online because I know you can, I don't know, he's been certified and I just got to make sure that he has the right credentials because I want to take him next time. He goes to my brother's house when we're gone and we've been gone quite a bit, you know, just these little weekend junkets to visit the kids in New York or. Now, we're all going to Nashville for a baptism, but I want to take him with us. He's a great, great dog, but I...
He probably feels really left out.
He does, but my brother's a great host. So anyway, yes, that'd be fun. Escargot Day, that's good.
I've never had it.
Oh, my God.
Is that the snail?
Yes.
Ugh. Yeah, I'm not doing that.
No.
Oh,
sorry.
No, it's expensive, though. It's expensive. So,
yeah, no.
Escargot, yeah, the snails?
No.
I'm good.
Mm-mm. Okay.
I'll take asparagus.
How about this one? Asparagus Day.
That's good.
Yeah,
I love asparagus.
Do you?
Yep.
I'll take escargot over asparagus.
Oh,
okay.
Oh.
What is Don't Fry Day?
So Don't Fry Day, like.
Don't fry your food, right?
Well, no, like don't fry your skin. Put on some sunscreen.
Oh. I don't know if that's, because we just had a sunscreen day, didn't
that
we?
That was the week.
Was it
the week.
So this is the day.
So this is don't, I'm one with Todd. I think it's Don't Fry Food Day and try to do air fryers. Of course, that is frying food. Probably do baking. I don't know.
Or
whatever.
Eating French fries or not eating French fries?
Well, I'm having a French fry.
Yeah, that's an impossible day. Okay, cooler day.
Beer cooler.
Cool.
Got your little cooler.
That's fun.
Take that on your road trip.
And what is Mike Day? Is that because we're all on mics?
Nope.
Or is that
No, the name Mike. So anybody named Mike out there, it's your day.
All right, Mike, you got the
celebrate.
Day.
Celebrate.
Call in sick, or just say, hey, look, I don't have to tell you why. It's Mike Day. See you Tuesday.
So if his name is, if he goes by Michael, is it not his day?
Yeah, I don't know. You know, do they, does Mike, well, you got to see if Michael has their own day. There can't be a day for everybody. Like, is there a gym days or a Todd day?
Probably is.
I'm okay. guessing.
Okay, you are? All right. All right. And we're going to go through birthdays real quick because we got a guest who's here already. But John C. Reilly is 59.
I love him.
Who is he?
He's from Talladega Nights. He's.
Oh, what's that?
Oh, Jim.
He's in Will Ferrell movies a lot.
Yeah. He's kind of got curly hair.
Will Ferrell does.
Well, no, the other guy does. Yeah. Huh, you'd know him if you saw him,
Jim. Right. Okay. Roseanne Cash.
Oh, she's great, right?
Oh, yeah. All right. I'll take this.
Right?
Yeah, I like that. All right.
Daughter of Johnny Cash.
Yes.
Great country singer. All right. Love that.
She's probably a Nashville gal.
Oh, yeah.
She's 69 today.
Yes.
But good for her.
Yeah, that Johnny Cash, that's Nashville. He died in one of those hospitals. Okay, Priscilla Presley, she's 79. Boy, she just got through a tough time with that, her dad's. 79. Who's Priscilla?
That's Elvis's ex-wife.
Ex-wife.
Yep.
So was she involved in that whole thing? I mean,
I didn't know about this. I heard about it yesterday.
Oh, my gosh.
From you.
And it was, they were kind of trying to scam and get hold of Grace Slynn.
That's awful.
Which is a cool, cool place to go. Anyway,
shame
all right,
on them.
Patti LaBelle, boy, she has been everywhere. Opened up in Vegas a lot. And then, of course, Bob Dylan, 83, and Tommy Chong, 86. These guys are getting old.
Do you know who Gary Berghoff is?
I looked it up. He's Radar.
Radar from MASH, 81
and
today.
Something about Charlie Brown?
I think he was the original voice of Charlie Brown back in the
there
day.
It is.
The reason I skipped over that because I didn't know who he was.
But now you
do,
right?
Google.
Now I do. Yeah. All right, so we know. All right, Gary Berghoff. Radar O'Reilly is 81. All those guys are 80. You know, they're getting old. Thank God we're staying in our 30s.
Sure.
All right,
yes.
Cool. All right, we're going to be right back. We have got Bethany Perrins coming up to talk about North Star Equestrian. Shannon and the mayor will be right back.
App today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store and text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
All right, welcome back, Mino and the Mayor, but special guest today, Shannon Cohen. So it's Shannon and the Mayor.
Oh, I love
that. That's a nice ring to it, right?
It's beautiful.
And we have a great day coming up. 56 here in Green Bay, 59 in Appleton, 54 in Oshkosh.
I'll take it.
And happy birthday to Radar O'Reilly, right? We were just talking about that's who Gary Berghoff. I didn't know who he was, and Todd's like, "Hey, the guy's 81 though." Whew. Nothing. There you go. See, that's his song.
Oh, there it is.
I hate that song.
Why?
It's sad. It sounds sad to me. I don't know.
It's majestic.
Okay. All right. I don't even know what that word means. Okay. And then we got to get some Bob Dylan because he's 83 today too. So that's exciting. Hey. So those of you who listen or are regular listeners, you know I have a love for horses. I had a horse when I was a little kid. Not a horse, it was a Shetland pony. Kind of like maybe, I don't know, being a nurse and a doctor. It's not like the same thing, but it's in the same field. And I that was great to have. And we rode him a lot. And I was 14, 15, 16. And we have a guest here that I was just telling her before we got going here. I'm a little bit jealous. She is the owner, I don't know, North Star Equestrian, and you have an interesting life. I would like to live that life. How long have you been into the whole equestrian thing?
Yes, it's definitely a very interesting life. Takes us all over. Started horses when I was about 4 years old. probably formally started training about 7, 8 years old. So always been part of me.
So you, at North Star, not North Star,
Yeah,
it is North Star
Equestrian. North Star Greenfield Equestrian. Farm. Yep.
In Greenfield Farm. Where are you located?
We are centrally located in Howard, right in the heart of Howard. So it's very conveniently located, easy to get anywhere. And a lot of people don't even know we're there, frankly. We're kind of tucked away, but a little piece of heaven.
And can any of us come out and take lessons? Who doesn't like horses, right?
Yes, absolutely. So I think one thing that we're very passionate about is teaching people who are passionate about horses or have a love for horses or have a willingness or eagerness to learn. So we have instructors that will do general riding for the public. You just call and you say, hey, I'm interested in getting to know horses. And you schedule a time with your instructor. You come on out, we provide the horse. If you don't have a helmet, we provide the helmet. And give you an hour of learning. So
I bet some kids can just fall.
Do it.
Yeah, I bet some kids can just fall in love with that.
Yeah, I mean, it's really great. You can definitely tell the ones who have enthusiasm for it. We also do some kids camps out there, which is also really wonderful because sometimes you have parents or adults that will call and they're not really 100% sure if it's for them. And so it gives you kind of an opportunity to get your feet wet without necessarily committing to a lesson. And you can come and see the property, see the horses, feed the horses, brush the horses, and just learn all about it.
That is so cool. And I think as parents, I think one of our jobs is to expose our kids to as many things as we can. And although some of us steered our kids away from hockey because once you're in that, are your kids in hockey, Shannon?
No, I appreciate their teeth.
Yeah. Oh, that. How about the time? The time. But
money.
Anyway, a lot of people love hockey, but we're a little bit more into some other things.
But some of these horses can be expensive,
I would say
too.
I think that's most sports these days. Yeah. It's taken a little bit of a turn, you know?
We're having, we have Bellin coming in, and they've been on our show a number of times and really talk about the health and all they do in the community. They're going to talk about the Bellin Run probably today. But they don't like the fact that sports they're steering kids to one sport now so that you can go and get a scholarship and you know,
yes.
And you're better off. Like when we were kids, well, I'm a lot older than you. When there was more, you played three sports. Yeah. I mean, I couldn't play because I was
a little
not
bit
real
of everything.
Yes.
All American athlete.
I played no sports.
No. Oh my God. What did you do? To this equestrian, 4 years old, you started, which it's, you weren't afraid. I mean, the horses are big.
I never really did have a fear for them. I think even today, doing this as long as I have, I've seen and experienced a lot of different things, and people kind of say to me, are you not ready to walk away? It's always been in me. I've just always had a love. We used to joke that my mom used to try to get me into ballet, and I'd tell her, I want dirt. I want grime. I want dirt. I want horses. I want the smells. So
that's where your youngest gets it from.
I bet.
I was never into bugs. So
we're talking with Bethany Perrins. She's the owner of North Star Equestrian and Greenfield Farms right in Howard. And obviously has been growing up in this since she was 4 years old. And you can go out there and see the horses and maybe take lessons if you'd like, or just learn more about the whole equestrian industry. But I just think that's like, you don't have it's not like a pet in your house. It's just something, it's just bigger than that. Not bigger physically, just that's just a cool thing because you can ride them, you can compete, and you compete too, right?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, I think that's what's so great about horses is you can really get as involved as you want or not. So we have people that come out to the barn that come and ride just for the love of the horses and they want to be around it and learn more about it. And then we also have quite a big show team that we travel nationally all over. So we are in Florida, Michigan, Illinois. We go everywhere. We load up the horses, hit the road, and compete for weeks at a time. So that's pretty cool because you can really just share your experiences and your passion with any level or interest level. Yeah. And everyone can get into it.
I bet you make friends too. Cause it's
absolutely.
That industry is probably, I wouldn't think you get into that for a couple years and get out. I think once you get in and you love it, you're probably in for the long haul.
For sure. I think I've developed some of my best friendships and relationships with people that are either clients or that I've met along the way because we do have such a shared interest that not many people understand, right, when you get into it.
Right. So. I mean, that's my friend was the mayor of Oklahoma City for, I don't know, 18 years, Mick Cornett, and he's texted into this show. We talked about the tornadoes and stuff, but he took me to that's big in Oklahoma City, and they had an indoor competition. It wasn't even outdoors. It was indoors.
Sure.
And there's a lot to that. So do you just do the barrels or do you jump or tell me what
no,
you
yeah.
do?
Yeah. So there are many different disciplines. And so we are specifically catering to show jumping. So we do the hunter jumpers. And so,
is that those like bars that you jump over?
Yes. Mm-hmm. So they call it a course. And so you basically have a course designed. They fly people in from all over the country, specifically design these courses. And the ultimate goal is to move up the level. So you might start at 18 inches. And one of my trainers is going this weekend to go compete at 4'3", and it can go all the way up to 6 feet.
Wow.
So the idea. So, yeah.
Do they give you a trampoline to start with? Or, man, that's high.
No.
6 foot jump.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. That's usually at the Olympic level. So pretty cool. And it's really cool to watch people develop along the way and kind of reach some of those dreams of the height. Some people want to jump the big jump, some people don't. But when you do the hunters, it's really based on performance and accuracy and more the aesthetic and the looks. When we get into the jumpers, which is a little bit more what we focus on, it's time and speed and clear rounds. So the idea is not to lower the height of that jump. If you lower the height of that jump, you get penalized.
Interesting.
So yeah, very, very unique. But
tell me about the, we go to the Brown County Fair every year, and a couple things we like, of course, anything on a stick is good, but I do, I think once you like, we're into horses, you're always going to be into them, whether you own it or do it or not, like me. But we always look for that barrel racing, and I can't believe how young some of those kids are on there.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. So I think my kids personally started sitting on horses at 18 months old. Oh, my daughter got into lessons as a 3-year-old, and now she's very heavily competitive as a 16-year-old. We typically don't start lessons for kids until about the age of 6. I mean, again, a lot of us waiting is a little bit just them being able to maneuver and carry the equipment and reach the horses. But we like to start them at a young age because it's just
getting
cool,
them comfortable.
Yeah, getting them comfortable. And a lot of them just love the horses and love to be around the horses.
Is it true that horses, like if you don't ride them often, they kind of get mad at you?
I mean, I don't know if I know that, but, you know, I definitely think horses are a lot like people. They all have very different personalities, and you have some that are more snuggly and some that are more aloof, and you have some that want the constant attention and some that could really care less as long as they get their food. So just really depends.
And horses do, like, I think a lot of horses, their names, like, is the most popular horse named Copper?
No, actually, my biggest competition horse right now is named after my husband, Greg.
That's so amazing.
We call him Greg. And let me tell you, that makes for some interesting conversations publicly when they're not sure if you're talking about the horse or the husband.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's amazing.
We have a lot of horses in our barn right now that are named after human names, which I'm not really sure how that happened.
Interesting.
We have.
I like the, like, you know, we just watched the Derby, and I love all those, like, cool names where it's like, 4 titles, and I just think that's so fun. Like Mystic Dan.
Right.
Cool.
I don't think we have anything that cool
right now. No.
So since we're talking about the Derby, do you bet on the Derby? Do you kind of watch that?
I mean, it's interesting because a lot of people ask that. Like, I think that, you know, with horses, it's so generalized, but there's so many different pockets. And I've maybe watched 2 races in my life. I would love to go to the Kentucky Derby one day. Just to say that I've been.
Yes.
Absolutely. But I can't say as if I follow much of barrel racing or racing. It's a very different
pocket.
You're
focused on, on yours.
Jumping.
Exactly.
Is it all called equestrian, though?
Yeah, equestrian is just the generalized term for equine horses.
All right. But you're narrowed on the jumping.
The show jumping,
and
correct.
Is that... I don't find it right. Is that popular? Like, is that a thing? Like, I mean, horse racing is, right?
Sure.
I mean, wouldn't you say a lot of people know horse racing?
Right.
How are the crowds? Let me ask that.
Sure. So I feel like not a lot of people really always are very privy to, like, what we do as much as racing. You see a lot more popularity to it in the Florida area. Kentucky, Europe is really big for a lot of the show jumping.
Yeah, right.
It kind of just depends on the location and where you go, but I definitely don't think people are as familiar with show jumping as they would be something as racing.
And I think what's cool about that, and I wish it was more, because that's like a great thing for a kid to get interested in, right? I guess it's as expensive as you want it to be, right? I mean, if you ride, you know,
absolutely,
every day or every week, or, I mean, it's not like you have to buy a horse to be into that, right?
No, not at all. So again, at our farm, we provide lesson horses for people that want to come in and take lessons. And we oftentimes encourage people, because sometimes we'll have people come in and say right off the bat, we want to buy a horse. And we'll encourage, literally, whoa.
I've heard that before.
we'll encourage them to come in and say, hey, you know, do 6 months or a year on a lesson horse. Make sure that you're really committed, because it is a huge financial commitment and a time commitment. And again, we really want to make sure that people are as passionate about it as we are and that the animal is well cared for. So we have lots of opportunities to come in on lesson horses. We also have an event coming up next week that Shannon knows about, June 7th through the 9th. We're hosting our Greenfield Summer Classic. We started it a few years back, an annual event. It's geared specifically towards a lot of our local kids that are looking to do more affordable shows and looking to kind of get their feet wet with the horse shows, but we are open to the general public. So anyone can come out during those dates, grab a sandwich.
I'll say, you got a food truck this year?
So we are not doing a food truck this year, but we will be selling some subs from Scott Subs in Hobart, which I'm really excited about
because
I
great
love
things.
Their subs. Yes.
Awesome.
But we just say bring a chair.
Is there a fee?
No fee. Come out and just
June's that's my birthday.
Oh, so is my husband. Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You know who else is born that day? Prince.
Well, you can't go wrong there then.
No.
Legendary men.
How about when I just want to tell you, when Prince turned, we were born the same day, the same year.
Okay. Ooh.
So when he turned,
isn't that weird how nature works? Yeah. You got this guy over here, you know,
some nerdy guy,
and then you've got one of the greatest musicians, singer-songwriters.
It happens.
It's one of those 6 degrees things, but it was actually less than that. A friend of a friend of mine knew him, and I was gonna get him to come to Green Bay on his 50th birthday, because that's when he was doing the small venues,
sure,
and have him just do like a charity thing. Yeah, I was mayor then, but it did. There are some things that happened that didn't come to fruition. Actually, my dad died that year. But so I always remind people that. My kids 1 year gave me all a bunch of Prince stuff. And so I have a lot of his music. So I tell your husband, you can celebrate.
It's a great
day. And Tom Jones.
Tom Jones? Where did that come from?
He was born on that June 7th.
Oh, okay.
Don't you know who was born on your day?
Not at all.
No.
What?
No. I don't care. I don't even care about my birthday.
I was born. That's all that matters.
You ask my kids, they're going to say, who else was born on your day? And, like Laura, she was born the same day as Hitler. So anyway, that's not as fun. I know. She doesn't
way
like
to
that
bring
either.
It down.
All right. Hey, we're going to be right back. This is so awesome. I love horses and I love our guest here. Brittany Perrins with North Star Equestrian Greenfield Farms.
It's Bethany, but it's okay. We'll work on that. You said Brittany.
Oh.
It happens often. It's okay.
I usually butcher last names. All right, we'll be right back with Bethany Perrins.
With a mystery tramp, but now you realize he's not.
All right, welcome back. Shannon and the mayor, because Mino is on vacation again. And Bob Dylan's birthday today. That is why we are listening to Bob Dylan. I saw Bob Dylan. He was here.
Like in Green Bay?
Yes, I did. That was actually in the paper because of who I went with. But anyway,
just tell the story.
I went with an alderman who couldn't stand him, but he needed a ride.
That happens.
And I'm such a nice guy.
You are.
So I gave him a ride. Of course, I bought my ticket. He talked his way into it. But anyway, Bob Dylan. But I do like Bob Dylan.
He's classic.
I do like him, but. Rest, that was the best part of the trip, was seeing Bob Dylan. Anyway, Bethany Perrins, she is here with North Star Equestrian and Greenfield Farms. And for those of you who maybe grew up watching horses or loving horses, I mean, every kid got a book with horses, right? I mean, because they're so beautiful. I mean, that's got to be one of the most beautiful animals there are. But you can experience it in real life at your place.
Yes, absolutely.
You talked about little kids. I mean, I say little kids, but 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 13-year-olds that get into this. Do adults pick this up?
Oh, absolutely. I don't think it's exclusive to any age group. We like to say we welcome people of all ages and all levels. I have some people that come out 60, 70.
Awesome.
I mean, literally from 6 years old to 60 years old. If you have a love and a passion for horses, we just love to teach you about horses.
Isn't that fun? Was your dad into this? Your parents, how do you get into that? I mean,
sure.
Because like I said, I think every kid, if you say you want to go see a horse, they love them. But
yes,
then they get there.
Absolutely. So I think the joke in our family is that my mom really always wanted to get me into dance and ballet. Mm. That was really her thing. And we joked that she'd say, oh, let's go to the store and we'll get some Barbies for your birthday or Christmas or whatever. And I say, no, I don't want Barbie. I want Barbie's horse. Yeah. And I think my dad, who was really listening to me one day, said, hey, do you want to take some riding lessons? Wow. And it just kind of became our thing. It was really cool. That was one of my favorite childhood memories. He'd take me to the barn. And I'd like to say that he was hands-on, but really he'd stand behind me and he'd say, I see a dirty spot. Brush harder. You're not brushing hard enough. And so he was hands-on in a hands-off kind of way telling me to brush a little bit harder. But wow. It became kind of our...
And you probably have the best groomed horses.
Oh, absolutely. They were spotless. But yeah, absolutely. He would bring me to the barn and help me with the horses. And just as I became older, he always would say to his friends, oh, she'll outgrow it. High school comes, she'll outgrow right, it. College right. will come, she'll outgrow it. And finally one day I said, hey, Dad, you want to be business partners? And
here you are.
Wow. Here we are today. So
that is so cool.
Yeah, absolutely.
So in your competition, does Wisconsin have competition or is it all pretty much out
of
state?
You know, sadly, we don't have it a ton. There used to be some more competitions in the Wisconsin area. I think there's some groups right now that are trying to make it a little bit more prevalent again. However, for us, really, we have to travel. Closest area is really Illinois area. Mm-hmm. But like I said, we go everywhere, Kentucky, Florida.
Yeah.
We just kind of hit the ground running.
You know, and that's a cool industry, but maybe something that's not on the front page. Sometimes what it takes, is like a Tiger Woods or somebody, you know, some good looking popular that can elevate, get more interest in it. But I think yours is more through like just testimonials like you. I mean, you know, you're very passionate about.
Oh, absolutely. I think part of what makes me so passionate is, I mean, one, horses are amazing animals, but the impact you can see them have on lives, especially people who might be going through their own personal struggles. Horses are just so very therapeutic. And I think it's really cool because you might watch somebody come in that who knows what they have going on or why it's happening, but they get around the horses and they just absolutely light up and you can just see like the
That's
weight
awesome.
Lifted
That's
from fun. Them.
Phenomenal.
And just really cool transformations.
So, like I said, when I, we had that kids' day, I went out and took lessons because you kind of got to, the horse has to know you. You got to know the horse a little mm-hmm. bit to ride in public. And I did that. And, but I, at the place I was at, they also brought kids out there with like some muscular issues. And because the way the horse moves and the way their body needs to move was therapeutic from that standpoint.
Yes, absolutely. So we don't really do a lot from the therapeutic standpoint. There are some really great programs in
right.
our area that do that. But, knowing someone personally who assisted with that program, definitely a ton of benefit. A
right.
ton of benefit with the movement. And again, not just physically, but emotionally.
Yeah. I that
you
connection.
See, yeah, you just see people really come out of their shells. I mean, there's something about the horses that just really open you up and make you vulnerable, but yet comfortable all at the same time.
And I think people think, well, I could never have a horse because I live in the city. But you board them?
Yes, absolutely. So we have a wonderful team of staff members that I absolutely could not do it without them. And so our job is to really make it as easy and seamless as possible. So your job is just to come enjoy your horse. You ride your horse. You groom your horse. We do everything from turning the horse out to feeding the horse to making sure the horse sees the appropriate veterinary care and whatnot. And again, it's a great team of staff members that kind of keep that day-to-day operations running for us.
That's fantastic.
And that's right here in Green Bay. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's not like, well, we got to go to Milwaukee to get this done. You know, we can do that right here in Green Bay. And you're in Howard. So June 7th, my birthday, we will have the Summer Classic. And again, just tell our listeners a little bit more about that. And it's kind of an introductory, right, for some kids?
Sure, yes, absolutely. So with the horse shows, there's different levels of horse showing. And this particular horse show is what we call a non-rated horse show, but we're a recognized horse show, which allows the kids to still earn points, if you will, for some year-end awards. But it's a way to bring a horse show into the community so people can
right.
learn more about horses, learn more about competitions. It allows our clients and our lesson students to kind of have a starter level to get their feet wet and understand what horse showing is about. And again, just a great opportunity to open up the farm to the public and say, hey, everyone, come on over,
right.
learn about it, see what we
right,
do.
Here we
watch
are.
Some
come
horses.
And check it out.
Absolutely.
That's fantastic.
Right next. And Shannon's your neighbor. Is she a good neighbor?
Well, I do not live at the farm.
Oh,
so,
I see. Okay.
Shannon is a pretty great neighbor.
She is a great.
I've considered moving until I thought about, you know, not being by Shannon, and
see?
Then I get sad.
Right. Neighbors, they can make or break you.
Hey, I make her cake.
There you go. Yeah, you're doing that because we had to bribe you a little bit.
You're a great.
You really know what you're talking about, and I think that's what makes for a great guest. So, Bethany, how do those of us who are interested, how do we get in touch with you? Or do you have a website, phone number? How do you like that?
Yes, absolutely. We have all of that. With the amount of traveling I do, sometimes the best way is text message. So we encourage people to just call or give me a text. I send some information in regards to hours, prices, kind of how the program works. Hey, and then,
do you got the number real quick?
Yep, 920-360-4862.
And we can check you out online?
Absolutely. Facebook, website, any of that.
All right.
Wonderful.
This is so awesome. Thank you for coming in.
Yeah, thank you.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
We're going to get you back here. 920-360-4862. Bethany Perrins, North Star Equestrian. Thank you. Have a great weekend.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We'll be right back.